When night falls, there's no hint of danger or fear on the streets of Urumqi, as people still go to the night market as usual. A vendor says his business has seen no impact from the riots.
I can sell almost 2,000 barbecues every day. You see there are about 100 tables. Our business is very well here.
However, policemen still patrol the roads 24 hours a day after last month's violent attack claimed 24 lives, including policemen and civilians in Shanshan County of Turpan Prefecture, only a few hundred miles away from Urumqi. The attack was followed by two more within the following week in Xinjiang. Professor La Disheng, an expert on ethnic studies in Xinjiang, told CRI the riots are organized by terrorists who want to separate the country.
These terrorist attacks target innocent people from different ethnic groups. For example, 16 victims in the unrest happened in Shanshan of Uyghur. They have nothing to do with religion or ethnicity.
Professor La said these terrorist acts are blatantly disrespectful to human rights, and to fight against such terrorism is an international necessity.
No country can tolerate such terrorism from spreading, even the United States. After the 9/11 terrorist attack, it has adopted its strategy and launched anti-terrorism war worldwide. Now, facing these violent attacks that bring dangerous harm to social stability and people's lives, we should firmly crack it down.
Armed forces have been mobilized in the region since the riots took place. Local authorities say there are still some suspects on the run. 11 people have been listed as wanted fugitives. Meanwhile, 50 high-ranking officials have been dispatched to key parts of the region to help maintain public security and calm. Professor La stressed that combating terrorism is a long-term effort.
During this process, greater importance should be attached to maintaining a stable and harmonious society in the long run, with everyone striving the common goal of development. By achieving that, we should further improve the livelihood of locals and meet their requirement for development. To combine economic development with combating effort could further promote social stability.
The expert also noted while the service sector gradually increases in the local economy, properly dealing with conflicts among the vast immigrants within the region is a key task for local officials. For CRI, this is Zhang Shuangfeng.